Ladies and guys who like women, Andy here, author of The Best Tinder Guide on the Internet and debutante of the ball. This is the Kill You're In A Loser podcast. Let's fucking go. One of the guys in my coaching program right now, one of my clients, there was a girl that he saw about 6 months ago and they had been sleeping together for a little while. And at the time she said to him, you know, I want something a little bit more serious. And he took that as, okay, we need to break up. So he ended things with her. Fast forward 6 months to right now in the coaching program. And he posted this in the group. He said, I reached out with gratitude and saying that I wanted to reconnect if she was up for it. This awesome girl that I stopped seeing about 6 months ago when she said that she wanted to be a bit more serious. I'm going to see where she stands now and what she actually meant by that, because I never discussed properly what more serious actually meant for her. At the very least, I've shown her a bit of appreciation and I'm not going to leave some walls standing up. So, you know, I said to him, great. The girl that you reached out to, this girl that he's reached out to, you know, we're going to have this big long discussion about, we already had a little bit of a chat in the Facebook group. And I said, you know, sometimes we don't even sort of talk to people or talk to women and we don't treat them like they're on the same team as us, as in we don't actually ask them what they mean by stuff. They will say something and we'll hear what we think they said and we'll just go, okay, that means that she's not looking for what I'm looking for. I won't even ask or I won't even check. And I'm a very big advocate of just actually speaking to women, speaking to people in general. But when you're dating a woman, you know, she says, I'd like something a bit more serious. Instead of just going like, oh, fuck, okay, I guess we have to end things right now. You say, okay, what does actually more serious mean to you? Is there a way that you and I can give each other the things that we would both like or give ourselves the things that we would like? Is there a way we can make this work? And if there isn't, cool, hey, at least we tried. But a lot of guys, a lot of people will give up at the first hurdle, or they'll hear some sentence or a trigger word like more serious and they'll go, oh shit, it's all over, it's game over. Or they will hear, you know, one little freaking word. I guess that's exactly what it is, isn't it? It's a word, it's a trigger word. They'll hear that word and go, oh, it's all over. You know, this same coaching client of mine, he went on a date with a girl and she texted him afterwards, hey, I had such a great time. It was great to catch up. It was great to have, you know, a friendly coffee with you. And he got very triggered by that because he's like, friendly? Oh my God, like I've been friend zoned. And I said to him, have you even checked? I mean, you could literally send her a text and say like, hey, I had fun with the coffee too. But when you say friendly, do you mean that you're only looking for friends or do you just mean it felt friendly? Like I'm looking for something a little more like sexual or a little more casual or even a little more intimate, whatever it is that you're looking for. Does that vibe with you? But too many guys or too many people, I guess, will hear that one word and go, oh, okay, well, you know, they're not looking for what I'm looking for, so I give up. But they won't actually ask. They're sort of seeing that trigger word and going, well, it's all over, and giving up at the first hurdle. I can give you a female example of this. My girlfriend, Emmy, has this friend of hers who is looking for basically like relationship and dating, right? Rather than something casual and sex focused. She wants sex, but she wants it to be a little bit more serious or a lot more serious. And she is getting triggered by a lot of things that she's going on dates with these guys. A lot of the things that guys are just saying. So for instance, these guys will have a great date with her, a great couple of dates. And then they'll say, would you like to, you know, I'm having lots of fun. I really like you. Would you like to come back to my apartment? And she will immediately get triggered by that and go, oh, this guy's a fuck boy. He's just trying to fuck me. Like, why are all these guys trying to have sex with me? This is disgusting. Like, men literally just want one thing and it's fucking disgusting. Like, how come I can't get a serious relationship from a guy? And as Emmy has been gently pointing out to this friend of hers, she's been saying, just because they say, do you want to come back to my place? That doesn't mean they don't want something serious. You haven't asked them. You haven't said to them, hey, look, listen, I don't want to come back to your place to have sex, but like, I'm looking for something a little more serious or a little more slow paced, or I want to build up to sex. Like, is that something you'd be up for? Half of these guys might say like, sure, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm happy to wait. You're a nice girl. I like you. We have a lot of fun. I feel like there's chemistry there. Sure, I'm happy to wait. But she's not checking. She's never asking. She's just hearing the trigger word of like, would you like to come back to my apartment? And she's assuming, oh, it's all over. They can't give me what I want. Like, fuck this guy. And I see a lot of guys doing this, obviously, with women where the woman will say, hey, I had a great date. You know, it was super fun. You know, it was great to have a friendly coffee. And they'll go, oh my God, she's friend zoning me. She's not going to give me sex. And it's like, you haven't asked. Have you invited her back to your place? No. Have you talked about sex at all and brought up that subject? No. Have you, you know, asked her for a second date? No. Have you said to her, hey, you said friendly, I'm looking for something more like romantic or some intimacy or some sex, whatever it is that you're looking for. Is that something you're open to? You've never asked. And so I see so many people in the dating and relationships and sex and all of that. I guess we can just say dating and relationships, right? I see so many people in the dating and relationships like market or landscape or domain that just give up at the first hurdle. They just assume that the other person isn't going to give them what they want, but they've never actually fucking asked. They haven't stopped to say like, yo, hey, I heard that you said this thing, but like, would you be open to this thing that I'm looking for? Half the time, people will say yes. You will be so surprised. You guys have no idea how many dates I have been on that were the most like friend zone date of all time. You know, I've said this before. How many, you know, Asian girls, Asian virgins, like I've been on dates with and slept with and all of this stuff, who had like literally never held hands with a guy before or never kissed a guy before, like really, 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 really shy, like Asian, especially Chinese and Vietnamese, you know, girls. And I could have just assumed, like, how many of them? Okay, I went on this one date with this girl that after the first, you know, date that we hung out, she sent me this long text afterwards. She's like, you know, it was really great. Like, it was something literally like, you're such a good friend, or, you know, I'm so glad that we got to be friends. It was literally that. It was like, I'm so glad that I got to meet you and, you know, we got to be friends. I could have at that point been like, man, you know, fuck this girl. She's wasting my time. Like, you know, what the hell? Like, I don't want to go on a second date with her. She's wasting my time. Instead, I looked at it and said, okay, she's saying friends, but does she mean something more? So I texted her and I just said exactly what I'm advocating for you guys to say. I said, like, I had a lot of fun too, but I'll be honest, I'm looking for something more romantic or something more intimate or something more sexual. You know, I'm a guy, you're a girl, I'm attracted to you, you're very hot. Is that something you'd be open to? And she kind of giggled and stuff and said like, yeah, when I said friends, like my English isn't very good. And I just, you know, I would love to go on a second date with you. We ended up having sex. I can't tell you the number of women that I've done that it seemed like they were friend zoning me, especially like I'm saying Vietnamese and Chinese girls who tend to be a lot more shy, especially around sex and affection and intimacy, especially in public, like kissing or holding hands in public. A lot of them are very shy around that shit. And the number of them that said literally, you know, I'm glad that we're friends. They would use the word friend, or they would not kiss me multiple, like over multiple dates. They didn't want to kiss me or hold my hand. And I could have looked at that and said, oh, well, fuck, she doesn't want me. I've told this story so many times of this girl that I went on two dates with her. She was a Vietnamese girl. And I tried to kiss her on both dates multiple times. And each time she would just sort of like turn her head and giggle and like be really shy. Not pull away, but just like turn her head. So I ended up kissing her on the cheek. This happened like multiple times over two dates. And after the second date, you know, I could have just said like, oh, this girl doesn't want to kiss me, right? She's not into me. This must just be a friend thing. She's wasting my time. Like I could have gotten very triggered. But instead, I sent her this text, this very honest text. And this is why I push honesty with you guys and actually just asking the opposite gender. And again, it's not just men who, you know, have room for improvement here. Lots of women don't ask for what, you know, the man actually means. So it's everyone sort of doing this. But I sent this girl a text after the second date. And I said, hey, look, I'm super into you, but it seems like you don't want to kiss me. I really, really, really liked you, but I'll be honest, I am looking for something sexual. If that's not really what you're looking for, you know, we should just go separate ways. But I had a lot of fun. You're a nice girl. You know, all the best. And she replied with this long, like two paragraph text, basically saying, I really, really, really like you. I understand. You know, I'm sorry I wasted your time. I'll be honest. I kind of have a little crush on you. I've just never held hands with anyone or kissed anyone or done any of that sort of stuff. And in my country, we don't kiss in public. Like even a man and a woman who are married don't kiss in public. Don't even often hold hands in public. I really like you. And, you know, I'm sorry that I let you down. It's a shame because like I said, I have a big crush on you, but I really appreciate the dates and I had a lot of fun and it was really nice to meet you. And so from that point, I was like, okay, fuck, this girl's on my team. And that's what I'm advocating for you guys and you girls here, to treat the opposite gender like they're on your team. They're not the enemy. They're not the other. They're on your team. And so I replied back to that text with her and I just said, you know, essentially, okay, well, like, would you want to kiss me? And she said, yes, I want to kiss you. I just don't know how. I've never kissed before. And we don't do this in public in my country. And so I said to her, okay, is there somewhere we could kiss that you would be comfortable with? And she thought about it and she said, well, we could go to the movies. We could go to a cinema and we could sit at the back of the cinema and I could kiss you there. And so I said, okay. So we go to a movie. We ended up watching the live action remake of Beauty and the Beast. We're sitting in the back of the cinema. After about half an hour, I turn to her and I look at her and she just like closes her eyes. Like she's like, okay, yes, please kiss me. So I kiss her and she's like really into it, like literally making out with me. And, you know, she was adorable. She kisses me for a bit and then she like gets really shy and giggles and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm so bad at kissing. And I was like, you're really good at kissing. Like that was amazing. And so we kissed more. At some point, like I took her hand and I put it on my crotch and she was like squeezing my dick and she seemed really into it. And I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. It turns out this girl is on my team. It turns out she wants exactly what I want. She's just shy. She's scared. She's nervous. She's never done this before. And if I had just given up and been triggered by the fact that she didn't want to kiss me, I would have missed out on all of that. We ended up going on a bunch of dates. I've told this story a million times. We didn't have sex until, or it's not like that. It took us until about the eighth date before she was comfortable having sex. But the entire time, it was like she was on my team. She wanted to go a little bit further each time. She was just scared. Like, I think the fourth date, I ended up like playing with her tits over her t-shirt and she was really nervous and giggly. And, you know, I tried playing with her pussy over her pants and she gently pushed my hand away. And I said like, oh, do you want to wait? And she said like, yeah, not today. And I was like, okay, we'll just play with your tits then. And she was like, okay. And, you know, we did that for a while. You know, the next day I was able to play with her over her panties and she was like giggling and that felt really nice. And, you know, it kept escalating. Until finally we had sex on the eighth day and she loved it. It was amazing. It was great. And again, if I had just gotten triggered and given up at the first hurdle, we would have both missed out on that shit. And she wanted to do all that stuff with me. She needed me to help her. And I've talked about this so many times. Sometimes sex is like problem solving. Sometimes you both want the same thing, but one of you has some nervousness, or maybe you're worried about being judged for being too sexual, or, you know, you have some baggage from the past, whatever it is, and you almost need the other person. You need someone who's patient. I've said this a million times. Like, a lot of the Asian girls that I've been with have been so incredibly grateful when we eventually have sex, as in they literally tell me, thank you. I'm so grateful that you were patient with me because no other guy has been. That's why I'm a fucking virgin. Because most of the guys get to the third date and they give up. They assume I don't like them because, and I do like them. I feel guilty because I don't know how to tell them that I like them. And you were the first guy that actually asked. You were the first guy that said, do you want to have sex with me? And I said, yes, please. I'm just scared. And then you said, okay, I can help you. You were the first nice guy who actually helped me get there. And so back to this coaching client, you know, example of mine that I'm using, I don't know whether the girl, you know, 6 months ago who said, hey, I'm looking for something a bit more serious. I don't know what more serious means. Maybe that literally means I don't ever want to see you again. I'm sorry. You just want sex and I want something more than that. Maybe it means that. Maybe it means, hey, I would like to see you more than once a week. And that counts as more serious to me. Maybe it means after we have sex, I would like us to just hang out a little bit more. Like maybe we go for ice cream, or we go for a walk, or we go on a little adventure, we go on a road trip. I've had plenty of girls, you know, that I've done that with that wanted something more serious. I say, what does that mean? It just means we still see each other once a week. It's still very sexual, but afterwards we just go on a road trip or something. Like we drive somewhere and go to some national park and walk around, or we go for a hike, or we, you know, hang out. So it's everything exactly the same, just a tiny bit more. I just want something a little bit more because I like you. It's basically a woman saying, I like you and I want to spend time with you. But a lot of guys will get very triggered by the word serious. They'll hear a girl go, I want something a bit more serious. And they'll go, oh my God, I can't give that. Without actually asking what she means by serious. And without actually looking at the intent of what she's saying. A lot of guys will see that as pressure. And they'll go, oh my God, she's trying to pressure me into something more. It's like, no, listen to what she's saying. She's saying she likes you and she wants to spend more time with you. You're the one that twisted it into this dark fucking, oh my God, she's trying to get a relationship out of me. She's trying to get something out of me. No, maybe she just likes you. And this is an expression of, I would like to grow something with you. I would like to build something with you. That's another thing that serious sometimes means. It sometimes just means I want to feel like we're building something. And even if that still remains casual sex, at least we're building our sexual memories together, or we're going on a couple of little adventures once a week and just building a little bit of time together. Or maybe you listen to me about my goals and my self-improvement, and you tell me about your goals and your self-improvement, and that's building something. The word serious can mean a million different things. And I, Andy, can't tell you what it actually means for each individual girl. How can I? And this is something that a lot of my coaching clients will come to, or a lot of guys will come to me and say, Andy, this girl said this. What does she mean by that? Or what do you think I should do? And I always say the same answer. I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to know? You're literally asking me to mind read someone. How could I fucking know what she means by her words? I can guess. I'll probably guess wrong, right? People aren't always communicative at the best of times. People will use clumsy language, myself included. And so what one girl calls serious is going to be completely different from what another girl calls serious. And in the example of my girlfriend's, you know, female friend, when one guy says to her, do you want to come back to my apartment? That might mean something completely different to when another guy says, would you like to come back to my apartment? One guy, when he's saying that, he might mean, I literally just want to fuck you and I don't want anything else. I'm just looking for a booty call. The other guy might be saying, I like you so much. And like, I want to see if there's sexual chemistry there. And I don't even care if we have sex. I just want to kiss you a little bit because you're amazing. And I'm enraptured by you and captivated by you. And I want to get to know you more. I want to get to know you on a more like intimate level. And if you're not ready for that, that's fine. Hey, I'm willing to wait. I think you're amazing. Like that can mean two completely fucking different things. And when you sit there and just assume what the person must mean, you know, like Imogen's, you know, female friend in this example, she's just assuming any guy who invites her back must be a fuckboy and he just wants sex and he never wants a relationship and he's one of those guys and he's a piece of shit. He just wants to fucking use my pussy and he doesn't care about me. That's one thing that Imogen's friend says all the time. Whenever a guy invites her back, she'll say, oh, he doesn't care about me. Guys never care about me. And it's like, have you even asked? Have you even said to them, yo, like, do you care about me as a person? And they might be like, yeah, are you kidding me? Yes, I do. I just wanted to have sex with you because I really like you. If you're not ready for sex, tell me that. I like you enough to wait. But you didn't ever fucking ask me to wait. You just ditched me, fucking ghosted me or flaked on me or just dumped me because I wanted to move things forward. Like, what the fuck? I didn't even do anything wrong. I just wanted to be more intimate with you and you treated me like the enemy. And the same sort of thing can happen here. When a girl says, hey, I'd like something more serious, a lot of guys will just go, oh, fuck it. She's the enemy. She wants something different. You never asked. She might have been happy to keep things casual. She just said, can I have something more serious? And if you had said like, look, hey, at this point in my life, I'll be honest, I don't think I want that. Would you still want to see me? A lot of girls will think for a while and go, you know what? Yeah, I'd ultimately like something more serious. If that's not with you, maybe I can find it from someone else, but I'm happy to keep seeing you while I look for that. Yeah, I like you. I'm happy to keep seeing you casually. That happens all the fucking time. You have no idea how many women have said that. They think about it. They're like, hey, I really respect your honesty, Andy. Do you know what? Actually, I think I will keep seeing you for a while. I ultimately want something serious. And if you can't give me that, that's okay. Like, I'll keep an open mind and see which other guys are out there. And there's been lots of girls that will see me for another 6 months, another year, eventually find some guy that they like. And they'll say, hey, I think it's time for me to go and date this guy monogamously. And, you know, I've really enjoyed my time with you. And I'm like, sweet, I've loved my time with you. I feel like we've both grown together. We've had a lot of memories together. I'm really glad I met you. And she's like, I'm really glad I met you. But if I had just heard her say, I want something more serious, it would have just ended right there. And ending isn't a bad thing. But my point is, a lot of the time, we don't even check. We don't ask the opposite gender or the other person what they might actually mean. So I can give you one final example of this. And I wrote this to my coaching client, you know, my girlfriend, Emmy, many years ago, it was like 3 or so years ago, she was at a point where, and this is when I was still seeing other girls casually. So I was off sleeping with other women and Emmy was basically just another girl that I was sleeping with. And we had been together, we'd been dating casually for, you know, like a year and a half or something at this point. And I really loved Emmy. She really loved me. That much was clear. But Emmy said to me, look, I can't be with you anymore. It hurts too much. When I think about you off, you know, banging and having sex with all these other women, you know, without me, I think for what I want in myself, I think I want something more serious, more committed. I love you, but we're going to have to go separate ways. And that was her basically breaking up with me. And in that, well, that was her breaking up with me. In that moment, I could have just said, oh, she wants something more serious. You know, I can't give her that. Like, we have to end things. You know, the word serious came up and I was like, oh, you know, I could have said, oh, it's over, right? It's over. She wants something serious. That's not me. I'm dating casually. Like, I'm non-monogamous. Like, okay, done. But instead, I sat down with her and I looked for solutions and I asked her what she meant, right? And I literally said, well, what do you want? Like, what would you need? And she, you know, said, I want something more serious. I want something more committed. I love you. I feel like we're building something and I don't want to just be another girl in your life. Like, just I don't want to be like, you know, the bottom of the hierarchy, so to speak. And so we sort of talked it through and I thought about some solutions and I said, well, what if we date and sleep with girls together, like you and me? I'd be super happy with that. We're already sort of doing that. We at that point, we literally were. Every girl that I slept with, I would eventually introduce her to Imogen. That was kind of the intention because I liked when we slept with girls together. I didn't really like sleeping with girls on my own at that point. It wasn't as much fun. And so I said, you know, what if we sleep with girls together? I'd be super happy with that. Is that something that you would want? And she said, oh my God, yes. I love when we share that together. It's amazing. It's like really fun. Yes. I love that stuff. So problem solved. We sat there and we said, okay, well, what if we only sleep with girls together? And she's like, yeah, yes. And I said, is there anything else in the relationship that you feel you would need or anything that you are missing out on or that I could help give you if I'm able to give that or if I want to give that? And she said, no, just that. Like literally everything else is amazing. I'm happy with that. So problem solved. And you know, we've been together at this point for 5 years. Look at all the shit that we have built together. Look how much we've been there for each other. Like she was my goddamn rock and I was her rock during 2020 and 2021. You know, we were sort of each other's life rafts. Like, holy fuck, it really felt for a lot of that lockdown shit and all of the bullshit government, you know, regulate, just all the insanity. It really felt like she was my ride or die. Like it was her and I versus the world. It felt like that at times. And we wouldn't have gone through any of that shit if I had just heard the word, I want something more serious, if I had just given up, which a lot of you guys and girls do, right? You'll hear one trigger statement, one sentence, and you go, oh, it's over, it's over. Or maybe someone will say, hey, I'm not fully happy. And then you go, right, it's fucking over then. She's not happy. I got to ditch her. Instead of saying, okay, like, let me listen. How can we solve this problem? Do you know how many times Imogen has said to me, and it doesn't happen very much anymore because we've gotten pretty good at solving our problems and I've taught her how to solve a lot of her own problems. But in the first like maybe 3 years, it would have been hundreds of times that she said to me, I'm not happy. And I would have said to her hundreds of times, I'm not happy. And what we did every time, instead of getting triggered by that and saying, oh, well, it's all over then, we'd say, okay, cool. What are you not happy about? And then the person would say what they're not happy about. And then we'd say, cool. Like, can you come up with any solutions? And often you can come up with your own solutions. And so you go, cool, look, you've solved your own unhappiness. Cool, just go do that. Or sometimes you can't come up with a solution. So you both sit there and you go, okay, there's got to be a solution here. What do we, like, let's brainstorm. Let's think about this for a couple of days. This is like a little Rubik's cube that we're trying to solve. Like, how do we solve this puzzle? You'd think, you'd brainstorm, you'd ask some friends. Like I consulted with my friends a million times, so did she. You'd come up with some solution. You'd be like, do you think this will work? The other person would be like, I think so. Why don't we try it? You try it, you solve the fucking problem. But if you just hear the trigger statements like, I'm not happy, or I want something more serious, or would you like to come back to my apartment? You will give up. You'll give up at the first hurdle. And if you think about everything that I have built with Emmy, or everything she and I have built together, and all the amazing, beautiful memories that we've had over the last 5 years and how much she has contributed to me being a better man, a better human being, and how much I've contributed that with her. Imagine if I'd never asked her, like, is there a solution to this problem? Imagine if I'd never looked for solutions with her. And again, remember, every problem has a solution. Imagine if I just heard the trigger statement of, I want something serious, and I'd just given up. There would be no Andy and Emmy.